Well, it's 11 a.m. on Sunday the 17th of May. I've come all the way down from the caravan at the top end of the holiday park down to the very rocky shoreline here at this part. There's a wee beach just along the other part of the site, but this is my favourite bit when I come. You have to be a bit of a mountain goat to get to where I am just now. Fortunately, it's not been raining, so they're dry, not slippery, and I've found myself a wee perch just shy of the water spray line at the moment anyway. You can probably hear. It's very windy and the seas are rough. The waves break against so many rocks out there in the water about 50 feet out, and then again when they get to this point it's lovely. See here, this is I found a wee shelter spot. Still getting wind but not to the full force as I would if I stood up. Mesmerising to watch waves come in and break and splash and foam. Like to get close up to the water, but the way they're raging in here, I most certainly would get wet. I don't want to get really cold, foamy salt water. What do you like in here? Stuff that you put your hand in and you think they're dead. They're super glued themselves onto the rocks. Grey lichen. And then you have those wonderful orange. What do you call it? An old algae. Someone had a yellow paintbrush dauber and just daubed it all over the rocks. No thickness to it whatsoever, but the colour is there. And it's a beautiful grey-white algae, also spray painted if you get there into the rocks. So it's beautiful stuff. It's quite like what you would see in a marine aquarium. So my wife Mary is in the caravan and she's getting organised, packing stuff for a journey home this afternoon. So I've taken the time to come down here. There's a crevice in the rocks there, and the odd big wave comes in, it just swells right up that crevice. It's I guess a level difference up about 9 feet, 10 feet. It swells right up at the crevice and then empties back out again. Wonderful. What is it about the sea? That one was, that sea spray was just a wee bit closer. So obviously, I'm thinking the tide's still coming in yet. Does that not clear your nasal passages, your lungs, and your head? Ozone. I love watching the turmoil when waves are bashing against rocks and then receding and being hit by the incoming wave and then everything swirling about, no consistency whatsoever, it's a sheer turmoil. I guess I should be able to go. Not that I want to. I'd have to sit here for a long time. Well, I found a wee gully further along where I can get right down to the water's edge. Strapped myself like a mini mountaineer, racing feet and back against rocks above the water, and hopefully not expose myself to the sea spray. It's much more sheltered here from the wind, and I actually get a far better look at the... Wow. I'm going to shut up. Just enjoy this.